We're reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam, letter 16. You can get into our site, Kavda TV, send us your questions. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. Letter 16, Baal HaSulam. I received your letter yesterday, and I enjoyed it, because I saw that you want to do as I wish after all. Regarding your first question, your words are very confused. It is a profound matter, and I am preoccupied now, but I will nevertheless elaborate a little on the matter. Perhaps you will understand and accept it from now on. I've already said in the name of the Baal Shem Tov that prior to making a mitzvah, one must not consider private providence at all. On the contrary, one should say, if I'm not for me, who is for me? But after making the mitzvah, a person must reconcile and believe that it was not by my power and the might of my hand that I made the mitzvah, but only by the power of the Creator, who contemplated so about me in advance, and so I had to do.
Mitzvah nikra.
A mitzvah precept considered when a person's desire was disconnected from the Creator within that situation is in, because every state comes from a desire, is constructed on or based on a certain desire, partially corrected or partially corrupted or corrupted altogether, because all come from dysfunctional to non-corrected into a corrected state. Hence, when a person take upon a certain reality he lives in and wants to add it to the Creator as none else but Him and good that does good, then it is considered that he bring that desire to the very state as it was prior to the breaking. And accordingly he is doing, he is gathering time after time until penny by penny accumulates into a big account and corrects his entire soul. So a mitzvah precept is considered when our 613 corrupted desires, as we were born to start with, we are intent to bring them back to adhesion. So prior to performing a mitzvah, meaning in a state where a person is he's in, and he understands he is in a corrupted state, meaning he's not in unification, adhesion with the upper force, then, as Baal HaSulam says here, what does he need to do? Prior to the making of the mitzvah?
One should not think at all on private providence, rather, to the contrary, a person should say, if I'm not for me, who is for me?
Yes.
But after making the mitzvah, a person must reconcile and believe that it was not by my power and the might of my hand that I made the mitzvah.
Meaning he did the mitzvah, indeed he labored in all that he could with the relation to the Rav, the study, the group, dissemination, all together with respect to the Creator who brought it up in order to find grace and connection with none else but Him, as He take into account only, if not me, who's for me. I must do it. I must go get into action. I must bring about the effort and also external efforts. Then once he has succeeded to a certain extent, then he has to say that this success was already preordained. constant, fixed, and the Creator has arranged it for him like that to start with. And should he cleave to start with the if he's consisted of if not me, who's for me, and none else but him, and this is the complete means of reaching adhesion.
But only by the power of the Creator, who contemplated so about me in advance, and so I had to do. It is likewise in worldly matters, because spirituality and corporality are equal. Therefore, before one goes out to make one's daily bread, he should remove his thoughts from private providence and say, if I'm not for me, who is for me? He should do all the tactics applied in corporality to earn his living, as do others. But in the evening, when he returns home with his earnings, he must never think that he has earned this profit by his own innovations, but rather that even if he stayed all day in the basement of his home, he would still have earned his pay. For so the Creator contemplated for him in advance, and so it had to be.
So why did he have to exert? What is this free labor he did? Big exertion and engagement. It is only in order to correct the shattering, as it seemed to him in the corrupted vessels, that he indeed is doing the work, and indeed it is up to his exertion. Meaning, the gap between if not me, who's for me, and none else but him, is precisely the same shattering that should he breach it, he returned to adhesion.
And although the matter look the contrary on the surface, Aaron, and are unreasonable, a person must believe that so the Creator has determined for him in his law, for authors, from authors and from books. This is the meaning of the unification of Havaya Elohim. Havaya means private providence, where the Creator is everything, and he does not need dwellers of material houses to help him. Elohim in Gematria is Hateva, the nature, where man behaves according to the nature that he instilled in the systems of the corporal heaven and earth. And he keeps those rules, as do the rest of the corporal beings, and yet he also believes in Havaya, meaning in private providence. By that, he unites them with one another, and they became as one in his hand.
As he writes elsewhere, that all of one's movements, he aims at, intend to crown, well, I don't remember, would match, as if he try and walk along with doing any inner action with what he feels, as he wants to feel, that it is the upper force aiming him. Behind and before. Yes, correct. Well, continue.
And thus he brings great contentment to his Maker and brings illumination to all the worlds.
as although he feel objection, resentment on the part of his desire, he is happy with it, because if over that resentment he bring himself to be following those movements, being as a shadowing, following the Creator, gladly, acceptingly, although it is opposite to him, and then by doing so, he corrects himself and bring contentment. And by doing so, he measure his adhesion, to what extent his actions match by accuracy, by movement, by rhythm to the Creator. And by that, he acquires the knowing of the Creator. He begins to getting to know his providence over the whole of creation.
This is the meaning of the three discernments: commandment, transgression, and permission. The commandment is the place of holiness. The transgression,
as he already arranged himself to match the Creator's providence. This is the precept. Yes.
The commandment is the place of holiness. The transgression is the place of the sitra achra.
The opposite to it is when he discovers his own desire as opposite on all aspects and directions from the Creator as a result of the breaking.
And permission is neither a commandment nor a transgression. Rather, it is the place over which the holiness and the sitra achra fight for.
And specifically, if a person stand over that point of authority, from there he determines his independence. Then he is as creation, a created being, is independent, standing before the Creator.
When a person does permitted things but does not dedicate them to the holiness, that entire place falls into the domain of the sitra achra. And when a person grows stronger and engages in permitted things to make unifications as much as he can, he returns the permission into the domain of holiness.
However, he turned the domain into the boundary of holiness, meaning the same shattering and the klipot and the shells. All those disturbances are oppositeness, right? Of the oppositeness to the Creator are the very same place where a person earns his vessel, his selfness. As he exists as being something.
Thus, I have interpreted what our sages said. It follows that the physician has been given permission to heal. That is, although the healing is certainly in the hands of the Creator, and human tactics will not move him from his place, the Holy Torah still informs us and shall cause him to be thoroughly healed, to let you know that it is permitted, that this is the place of the campaign between commandment and transgression. It follows that we ourselves are obliged to conquer that permission under the holiness.
I don't know what to resemble it to. Well, you know, at times something hurts in a certain place in the body, a little wound or something, and once the pain goes by, a person almost tries to bring it back, to feel that it's slightly there. Is there such a thing or not? Yes? So, I haven't thought about it, but finding something that could be similar with, well, it's quite far, but it's like searching for the place of authority, that I'm here in between, as from here I can determine myself as working, transferring, shifting from the klipa to sanctity in each and every moment, shifting myself, my very self.
But how is it conquered? But how is it conquered? When a person goes to a doctor and the doctor prescribes him a medication that had been tested, that had been tried and tested 1,000 times, and after he has taken the medication, he is cured. He must believe that without the doctor, the Creator would still cure him, for his life has been entirely preordained. Thus, instead of singing and praising the human doctor, he thanks and praises the Creator, and by so doing, conquers the permitted under the domain of holiness.
Thus far, it is clear. What isn't, Niv? But write with the text, if possible.
What is this exercise he's talking about, that before he gets a cure and then he says that the Creator would have cured him also without the cure?
Because to start with, one could claim that, well, there's none else but him and I'm doing nothing. Just as the illness the Creator most likely sent me, rather, who else? I can't say that the Sitra Achra or anyone has any authority. Rather, it seems to me like that. However, if I'm saying there's none else but him, that the Creator does it all, then it paralyzes me. I have nothing to say. I have nowhere to move. I have nothing left. I do not exist. Even I, myself, it can bring into all kind of such foolish decisions and thoughts. Hence, a person, in order to scrutinize the situation correctly, he, before the Creator, has to bring himself to a place of authority, that it is in shell, no sanctity, it is in the middle, and then he determines what vessels of his, what desires, thoughts he is capable of adding on to none else but him, and which one he isn't. He really scrutinizes it. So this is the work, demand of doing it and require of doing it through the group, dissemination, studying, and the light of reforms, and for them to enter the authority of sanctity, meaning he receive a new degree for it. It's not just like that, saying, yes, fine, I'm okay with that, with respect to that, with the Creator, and not with that. It isn't so. Rather, from now onward, those thoughts, those desires, in intensity and the manner they are in men, he already attached them to sanctity by work. It's not like I've said it and that's it. Rather, I, over all these disturbances, which disturbances? The ones I mean, my friends in, that we in power and in our actions as we're doing something, how after those actions or following those actions, we can ascribe them to the Creator. What does it mean? Well, you tell me. You've done, say, yesterday a certain action. Went to a certain group, gave there a lecture, a pticha, or some a book of Bala Sulam you're teaching. You came back, you're content that you've done it. How do you ascribe it to the Creator? Oh, on the contrary, you went there and it didn't work out. Something didn't, the students weren't satisfied with you. How can you, both with this and that, come to a decision, the same decision, truly, that it is all coming from above, and so it was planned? And more, 1001 incidents. However, the correction of each and every incident or case where you feel that you are not in connection, in touch with none else but Him, the correction should be by you bring it through the studying, through the Creator, through the friends, in all that system. And in them, you are now coming to adhesion with them, and thus you are certain that by doing so, you have corrected them. Your correction is as much of your thoughts and desires you can bring to the group, to the general connection in the center of the group. Through this center, you have contact with the Creator. The Creator appears as the general force that being disclosed, being revealed specifically in the very corrupted vessels you are bringing and uniting in order to connect with Him. This is what is called, there's none else but Him. That you guys, according to the, as much as you are different and foreign to one another, aliens to one another, you are connecting over it and bring the force of unity, which is based on the force of separation. And in the gap between those two forces, separation and unity, you're feeling His revelation of none else but Him. That both in the separation and unification, He is there. He is present, rather. And then you are close-circuiting the end with the beginning of the action. Well, I see that there's still something to add, but we'll work on it. It's good we've come to those discernments because they are very fundamentals. But this is the point of the work. To constantly be delving it more and more, and by that we'll be able to reach adhesion. Yes.
I didn't quite understand something. I'm going out to disseminate. I really want to succeed to bring people closer to unity, to connection, and so on. Sometimes I succeed, sometimes I don't. If I succeed, my ego gets great satisfaction. If I don't succeed, my ego is greatly damaged. What do I do with the Creator now?
What do you feel like doing with Him? And who is Him? Who is that Him? The Creator is a certain state that is in me. Come and see. As I need to imagine myself, like the whole of reality, and in general, all that I can imagine to myself, right? That I need to imagine to myself certain reality, which yet or part of it I can call the Creator. Imagine to yourself, what could it be? It must be a group. Well, a group meaning broken vessels, whereby above their breaking they have succeeded in uniting, although the breaking remained, right? The correction is only in the intention, and this gap remained within, and over it all love covers all transgressions, meaning above it are built the new vessels of connection, of unity. Thus, the general force filling up the vessels so that they will intend to unite, although the mutual rejection that is what is called Bore, Creator. This is where the Creator is revealed, because in it also embedded their returning light, their sensation, the screen, restriction, etc.
It is written here, but before the action I have to say, if I'm not for me, who is for me? And after the action I have to say,
if you can, saying after the deed that you are correcting yourself and bringing yourself back into unity, once having done all this exertion, should you return it, then there you are discovering that there is none else but Him, that He has done all this exercise for you, operated in you throughout all the states you've been through, and have arranged all these components, these elements you had there between the friends and the aliens and all the deeds. You came back successful or non-successful from there. Work from the market, as he call it. Well, market is the place of work, the authority of the many. Many meaning in order to receive and bestowing on everyone, all of man's desire. And you are now trying to bring the whole of reality back into the group, being divinity, and find adhesion with them, and in that adhesion you are intending to discover Ziranpin with respect to Malchut. There's none else but Him, the Creator, within the vessel, and its revelation is basically what gives you the sensation that only He exists and He have ruled prior, just as the upper one with respect to Malchut. So obviously what happens, all that happens in Malchut comes from Him. Everything is arranged by the light. Hence, in such manner, as Baal HaSulam writes, that should you now close circuit, all this circuit, then you are coming to the correct state when you have contact with Ziranpin and you are connected to Him, you cleaved on to Him with the vessels of bestowal and maybe even in vessels of reception, but that's something we are yet to discover, to clarify.
So with that feeling that I wanted so much to bring contentment to the Creator and I couldn't bring a person closer to Him, what do I do with it? It weakens me.
There's no such thing as you have succeeded or not succeeded. You have done all the efforts you could, and by that you have invested the power to correct all of your deeds as much as possible, meaning not saying what are you passing on to people there, what are you doing, certain actions, and you are fighting for the quality of the action to be very orientated at unity, rather you maybe here, possibly here you guys are finding it difficult. You're thinking that by me going out to the market and not thinking about higher providence, by that I remain in adhesion with the Creator. However, I'm removing myself from the singular thought that there's none else but Him who have planned it all in advance, that coercively I have to say, if not me, who is for me? And I need to work, but I need to work in order to bring myself back to adhesion with the Creator. It's not that I'm forgetting about the Creator. It's not that I'm forgetting about my spiritual work, as if it doesn't exist, that now I'm going out to the market there to sell watermelons. right in a stall there. It doesn't matter what I'm doing with my limbs, yeah, with my hands, with my arms. Rather, it is important what am I doing inside. Rather, am I keeping on working so that it is for, in order to bestow its words, connection, for the sake of an upper force, to discover that there's none else but Him. Meaning not that He has determined the end, rather I now must determine the end. However, I'm constantly working for His sake. This is what is called that I'm going out to work in the market. What is man's work? Only in order to correct all of his desires to be in order to bestow, to be in adhesion. As a host for the guest and the guest for the host. However, now I'm saying, well, now it is my time. I am now doing all the actions in order to reach that. And when I conclude it, then I'm saying, now I'm done. I've come to something. Making a calculation, a balance, doing the balance. And in that balance, I need to reach, have I done the right action? It's not that now I'm imagining something to myself. I'm doing, if I'm doing the right action, I'm reaching a sensation, a determination, the certain conclusion, proving myself that there's none else but Him and the Creator has arranged all those things for me to start with. This is something I'm discovering. I'm not just saying it by my mouth. If then the action is a successful one. Now, possibly the action was successful, and I discovered that there's none else but Him, and He arranged it all for me, and He has arranged it so that I have failed. So what? It doesn't matter. The main thing is that I've come to a state whereby I've discovered that there's none else but Him. And the action could be such a failure, or seemingly failure in the action or whatever, but not failure in me discovering at the end of the action that He has arranged for me, even those things that are I couldn't work it out as good. It could be. There could be an action that was successful at the end, as I discovered that the Creator has set it all for me to start with. Hence, I've failed, and by this failure, I cleave on to Him, because the failure is in the vessel, and the adhesion is in the intention, and darkness will shine as light. Yes.
Tomorrow, it's going to be a new day. Once again, you have to say, if I'm not from me, who is from you? And you have to go out to the market to work.
Yes.
Suppose you come back at the end of the day, and once again you have failed.
Failing in what? In the precept, I haven't failed.
I got it. You differentiate between two levels, the external and the internal. In the internal level, you will try to work in addition, and at the external level, let's say you fail once again.
Yes.
You come back home at the end of the day, and once again, externally, you failed. What do you do with that feeling of disappointment so the day after tomorrow, in the morning, you will go out as if nothing happened, and you start every day anew?
Open Psalms, you have at least half the songs about that state. Check it out. Yes.
Okay, now I'll ask it differently. Suppose you came out and you succeeded big times, both internally, you tried to constantly adhere to the Creator to be in bestow, and you succeeded externally. How do you, at the end of the day, bring back the credit for the Creator, that He arranged it?
You must feel it in your bones. You have no action at the end of the day. At the end of the day, meaning as a result of what you have done, as this action you have performed, inevitably come to an end, to a summary, that there is none else but him, and whatever have happened, have happened. And if there's none else but him, and he has planned it, and I, instead of seeing myself as successful in something, now I'm not successful, then by that I've corrected myself. By that I agree with him. What at the beginning of the action I was thinking of success of me selling watermelons and earn, then I haven't made earnings. They're all gone rotten and no one bought them. It doesn't matter. But he has planned those things for me, so I've cleaved on to him. Over my ego that appeared one way or another out there. I have no loss here. Because the adhesion is above the desire to receive. And both good and bad are equalizing as one. Vessels of bestowal here, vessels of reception, you know, kind of different constellations of avyut, etc. There are many discernments. However, you can't talk about it theoretically because it confuses people. Rather, when a person enters it, then he's already accordingly starts feeling the difference, the change in the vessels, in the thoughts, discernments. Yes.
So it turns out that you're saying this. There is no difference if I succeeded or failed on the external level, as long as on the internal level I wanted to cleave on to the Creator constantly and bring Him contentment.
Mm-hmm.
So that is on the theoretical level. I understand where I'm headed.
Well, you understand it theoretically, but when you attain it, it's in the senses, it's a state.
So how, after I understood on the theoretical level the work that I need to do, how do I bring myself in a practical level that indeed between the external success and or failure, I'm not affected to it, and I constantly adhere to the Creator in order to bring Him contentment.
For otherwise you have not concluded the deed. If at the end you don't come to there's none else but Him who has planned it all for you, and then you cleave on with no difference whatsoever, whether one outcome or another, rather your desirable outcome was to come to adhesion to none else but Him. All of your actions you have done, you have gathered them, brought them to the center of the group. All the actions you have done, in them you need to reach a state that there's none else but Him, good that does good, and everything was predetermined, thus you cleave on to His provision, that you have done all the action in order to discover it, not to just say, how at the end of the day then, so what have you worked in all day in order to reach the point of such connection with the Creator, so that this connection obligates you to claim that there is none else but Him, that He has planned it all, that He has done. He was in every arm and heart, every mind and heart of mine, all the actions I've done with my legs and arms, heart and mind, meaning desire and intention. He did it all. And I only felt that for the time being that I have done it, and this is the force of the shattering that worked in me as it appeared to me that I was doing. And now, once I've tried in all these actions to do precisely like Him in order to bestow with the friends, with the dissemination and all those things, I have done those actions in order to discover that He is within those actions. And then after what I've done was concluded, no matter what I've come to, I need to search. There's none else but Him, indeed present in me, and did all those things to me, or not yet. Possibly not yet. I have not yet come above the correction of those thoughts and desires with which I went out to the market. I have not yet corrected them. However, I've gone and did took on a direction, took on a path. I don't think we should delve into it further, because it's, it's also no time for workshop anymore, but the workshop can confuse us. Where are you? All right, read that too.
It is likewise in the rest of the matters of permission. By that he expands the boundaries of holiness so that the holiness expands to its fullest measure. And he suddenly sees himself and his full stature standing and living in the palace of holiness. Indeed, the boundaries of holiness have so expanded that it reached his own place.
Meaning, he's working time after time, as a permission between, if not me, who is for me, and none else but him. Thus, glue up one to the other. Meaning, if not me, who is for me, is not disappearing. It is present below and above it. There is a screen and returning light and the connection, Zivug Dehaka, with is none else but him. As oneself isn't disappearing, rather grow, however, in a manner that is adapted, that matches the Creator. As once he described man as the Creator's shadow, who repeats all of the Creator's shadows. But by these actions, the Creator doesn't become his shadow. Although the Creator has planned it all in advance, it does not erase me, because I, by my strength, have scrutinized that. I, by my strength, have built myself like him. Hence, I'm with him with every thought. This is the Creator's will for us to be really like him, that the two great luminances, Malchut and Zeanpin, would be in an equal degree.
I have explained all the above, said to you several times already, because this issue is an obstacle to several people who have no clear perception of private providence. And a slave feels comfortable with a life without a master. Instead of work, he wishes to trust even more and desires even more to revoke the questions from his faith and acquire supernatural proofs.
This is usually what people who call themselves religious or followers are doing, is they're not entering all this inner work, even afraid of touching it, have doubts, maybe they'll go corrupted, and thus they're living the situation, they close themselves from all the matter of connecting to the Creator. Rather, this is what is written, I'm just belittling myself, I'm doing whatever is written to do. So, with all the above, I've clarified to you that this, explained to you that this above said to you several times, that is already because this issue is obstacle for several people who have no clear perception of private providence. I can't read, please.
And a slave feels comfortable with a life without a master. Instead of work, he wishes to trust even more.
Yes, because he's comfortable like that.
And desires even more to revoke the questions from his faith and acquire supernatural proofs.
Because it's good, he's seemingly prove himself, imagine to himself that by that he secure a safe, quiet life, the Creator will arrange it all for me and I suffice with that. Hence, people feel comfort there because they don't understand that by doing so they are not ridding themselves of any work and the punishment indeed come to him from that negligence and laziness, and by dinim of above they we do not accept any complaints, because by from none else but him there is as if you could afford yourself saying, well, what can you demand of man if the Creator set everything for him? Other than that point of authority, of permission. This is the point where people are saying, well, if it's all in the hands of heavens, then beside the fear of heavens. If all is done by the Creator, there's none else but him. There's a point of, if not me, who's for me? And this is... this must not be concealed, rather being exposed, and from within that point, one's partsuf is built.
This is why, for since the sin of Adam Rishon onward, the Creator has devised a correction to this sin in the form of unification of Havaya and Elohim, as I have explained. This is the meaning of, by the sweat of your brow you shall eat bread. It is human nature that what one obtains through one's own effort, it is very hard for him to say that this is the Creator's gift. Thus, he has room for work, to exert in complete faith in private providence, and decide that he would come to it even without his work. By that,
everyone is interested of saying so, yes? The whole world is saying that. All the different followers are saying so. Yeah, thank God. We are, all we to do is to pray and praise. There's no work on the part of men towards the Creator as working in correcting himself. So, right, we have a crisis now and all kind of influences from above, which will obligate the person gradually to understand it isn't so. If you are not finding the point of authority to start with, then the same states you had to correct and gather them into adhesion with the Creator, so those very states would come and be felt as disasters, calamities, because you haven't corrected them and they are accumulating, gathering, and will appear as different calamities and they will necessitate you nevertheless to work. And from within the work on, because they are broken states whom you have not corrected, there you'll discover your necessity, obligation to correct. Not corrections as you haven't done anything in this world, rather gradually the development that must be here, meaning your attitude to nature, as you must work it out with it, with that system you must work out. So that although people do not take nature as God, okay, don't be God, be nature. Meaning you must come into an equilibrium, into a connection, come into matching, even on something corporeal. These are already actions which inevitably will have to perform and bring you to the understanding of the formula of balance. And the balance is already a guest towards the host as the host towards the guest. Already from such actions of balance, as one has to run an account with someone, otherwise he'll feel bad. So from such actions, they will learn, being the human beings, that we need to treat it not only by physical actions, but also in thought and intention, and gradually it will become apparent that there is an inner force here that direct them towards mutuality. Yes.
By that transgression is mitigated. Therefore, once you knew and wrote that nature is a condition from the Creator, why do you settle once more for occasionally breaching the condition of it came to pass in favor of it will come to pass? One who breaches the Creator's requisite will certainly fail, because he does not unite Havaya and Elohim, and one who says...
Doesn't matter. Adhesion, Havaya, Elohim. And the part of man should be Elohim in Havaya.
And one who says, I will sin and repent, is not permitted to repent.
Because to start with, he wants to be as if wiser than what the Creator planned for him.
Also, why the experiments when there are practical actions? I also understand how you come to think that there is no need to establish private providence, and I've already warned you about it many times.
Well, questions. Yes, Mushi.
Let's say there's a situation and there's a person and the Creator. A person is going through a certain situation. So he says on the one hand that there's none else besides him, and on the corporal level he resolves that problem according to the laws of this world.
Well,
so here I'm asking about the work you mentioned. Where is the work here? Is that the work, or is there another work which is in connecting to the group? How to connect those two things together? Seemingly there's me, the Creator, and the situation.
All the work is in the intention. I don't know what work you're talking about. When I'm selling watermelons or giving lessons to in some group of Afula or something else, this is not the work. The work is the intention. What am I now doing by this action? Because the shattering was in the intention. The corruption is only in the intention. And the desires, the deeds, all kind of events, incidents, it doesn't matter to me. What's important is with what intention I am included in that situation. Say in that very frame I'm in. What intention am I in? What do I want from the image of the world that is now revealed in me? What am I doing with my attitude to the current state? Well, the states that they are coming, I don't determine them. Right? But I'm as if shifting from one frame to the next. So the question is, what is it that I want from it? Here is all our work. Because those forms aren't changing. However, my intention determines whether I'll see by such manners that they have to go through me. I'll see in them peace or war or love or hate or all the abundance and pleasantness. It all depends on my intention. I'm changing each and every frame from one end to the other. Every image, every time reality that is appearing, I must return that image to the Creator every time, as it all comes through the form of the world and through it I cleave on to him. How can I do that? I have a group here. There is its center. We are acting throughout the entire world. I want the entire world to connect to the same exertion, and everyone will be cleaved on to him. This in each and every given moment, I'm intending for it to happen. Should I do that? And actions, doesn't matter what actions. I could be working in a garage, or it doesn't matter. However, with all these actions, this is what I want to happen. Thus, accordingly, I am gathering all these moments into correction. Yes.
It's a very important point. You were asked also in the Congress, France Congress, in the last lesson of There's None Else Besides Him, Moshe asked you, it's not clear how to connect. A person gets a blow, he lost his wallet. So you send a corporal level, you lost your passport, make a new passport.
Yes.
In the internal level, there's none else besides him. Everyone say that. I try to say that it comes from the same force. This is one level of work. You said it's not work yet. How do I start working with connecting to the group? How do I connect that everything is done through the group? Seemingly, how is it related in your state of mind that there's none else besides him, the wallet I lost, the passport I have to make and connect into the group? How do I connect everything together? It has to be through the center of the group, the environment.
I'm constantly in the center of the group, with the environment and the entire world, and all that occurs to me in a corporeal manner, I am intending to go through it along with the fact that internally I'm in the center of the group with the Creator. Until in all the corporeal actions, I too begin to see them as spirituality. I see those actions as spiritual. Well, I can't say it any other way. Then you start seeing in all your corporeal actions that you are with angels. What are angels? Forces which aid you, assist you in all kind of manners to process, to lose your wallet, to maybe find it, or do certain actions, etc., etc. You will see throughout all these actions that they are directing you to something else, something new. In, thanks to you losing your wallet, while saying thanks, you are reaching certain people, doing a few actions with them, talking to them or whatever and something, and who knows, maybe that connection is actually the great correction you need to do. You don't know. But you're starting with a way that you constantly is cleaving onto the intention and the deed, you think of the only deed we should do, which should not be praised, not condemned. And it comes as essential to me, each and every corporeal deed I must do. So by doing so, you pass on to sanctity all of your corporeal actions as well. Then you're seeing later on through these corporeal actions that they're not even corporeal. I've done with my arms and legs, but who moved my arms and legs? The spirituality, a spiritual force? I myself have done it? No. The fact that it seems to me proud that I'm the one doing the actions, well, it's the Creator doing. You're disappearing. By this adhesion, you become, on one hand, disappear, on the other hand, it comes out of all of your exertion. Well, look, guys, there's endless aspects here. There are endless aspects. It seems to me that, nevertheless, we'll move on to something else. Guys, everyone have questions here. I'm very happy that this is how it is. We've touched something important, and let's move on to the Zohar.